Good morning, Village. I want to welcome all of you who are here, including those behind me, and everyone who's joining us online. At this point, we're going to ask everybody to stand up, take a few moments, greet somebody, say hello to your friends, and even more important, say hello to somebody you don't know. When you hear the music, come on back. There's a lot of announcements this week. First off, on the center aisle of each pew, you will see a red folder. Ask you to take that, write your name in it. If you're a visitor, give us any information you're comfortable giving us if you'd like us to contact you. Once it reaches the outside edge, pass it back in and kind of take a peek and see who you're worshiping with today. As we've mentioned before, from now until August 4th, we are collecting items to donate to the new autism program at Pointer Ridge Elementary School. There is a list of items. I believe the list might still be in the foyer, and I think it's also attached to the bulletin board across from the coat room. You can also check in the parlor, the first door on your right as you go that way, and see what's already been purchased so that we don't get too much of one thing and nothing of another. If you prefer, you can also contribute using Tithely, go to the drop-down, and do the summer missions. Items for the Bowie Interfaith Pantry will be delivered today, so if you brought anything, I hope you've got it in the coat room. There's a sign-up sheet to volunteer to provide flowers for the communion table. If there's a Sunday that means something to you, someone's birthday, anniversary, memory of an event or a person, please sign up to bring flowers for the communion table for that Sunday. Deacons meeting is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on Zoom. Missions Commission meeting Tuesday at 7 p.m. on Zoom. And Church Council's meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. on Zoom. So a lot going on this week. We do have some announcements about the nominating committee and about the pastor search committee, and Judy Woodall's going to do that for us.
Good morning. Good morning. So I'm here to report, number one, on the pastor search committee. We are still working diligently as a committee. We have extended second interviews to some of our candidates, and we are still continuing to review others as we receive their applications. So we ask that you continue to pray for us. And I understand that this is a long process. We are aware of it. But we don't take this responsibility lightly, and so please continue to pray for us. And then, as always, I just want to thank Reverend Hawthorne again. And I also want to add a thank you to his wife, who is often a silent partner that he has to drag her along with him in this process. So I want to say thank you to both of them for hanging with us while we find a pastor for Village Baptist Church. My other announcement is, and I'm going to embarrass you a little bit, Dave Thompson. Hopefully everyone is getting copies of the Village Voice electronically. I was able to pull up an article from April of 2017 because I received my voices electronically, and I saved them all. And back then, Dave Thompson, who's standing in the back, wave Dave. He wrote an article about Village Baptist Church finances. And I'm just going to quote one line. He says, an important aspect of Village finances that is less obvious is volunteers. Okay, so the bulk of the work that is done in this church is done by volunteers. If we had to pay everyone that did the fabulous work that goes on here, we would probably go broke. And so I'm here with the to offer everyone, and you don't have to be a member to volunteer, an opportunity to participate in the work of this church. There is a form on the back table. If you want to fill it out by paper, or you can go, as the board says, to SurveyMonkey online. Some of you are already on committees. Let us know if you're going to continue in that role, and then maybe think of a new one that you want to do. The people who keep this voice going are all volunteers. I don't know that any of us were or are professional writers, but people will pitch in, members of this church, community members pitch in to write. So we ask that you participate in creating a slate of nominations so that we can present at the next meeting. We need everyone, from the people who greet you at the doors. This church service doesn't come together magically. There are many people who sit down on Zoom links month after month. They put together the church service, the choir behind me.
Y'all getting paid?
Oh, okay. Volunteers. So I ask that you really, and find something that you haven't been doing. Do what you've been doing and then add something else. And that's pretty much all I gotta say. Thank you.
Thanks, Judy. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
There's transitions in everybody's life, and we're going to celebrate a transition in particular this morning. Ryan Williams has just graduated from high school, and it's a joy for us to celebrate with him. Would you come up for a minute? I'm going to embarrass you just a little bit. Can you come up for just a few minutes and stand with me here? Oh, you're much taller than I am. Okay. It's good to see you this morning. And it's a joy to celebrate with you your high school graduation. Now, as I understand it, you're a Bowie Bulldog, right? That's quite a mascot, a bulldog. Yeah, yeah. Where are you going from here?
To Auburn College in Pennsylvania.
To Pennsylvania? What are you going to study?
Software engineering.
Oh, software.
Very good. We can always use that, can't we? Yeah. Well, we have a card and a gift that we want to share with you this morning. And this is given in love. And it's a way of our saying thank you for being part of the Village Baptist family, for all you've meant to us over the years. And it's a way of our saying to you that we'll be praying for you as you begin this new chapter in your life and a new semester. It's always awkward to begin a new semester in a new place. I remember when I did, but we'll be thinking of you as you begin your new semester. You know, as a way of blessings, just a word of blessing, I want to say to you this morning that I hope you continue to grow and learn as you have been. That's so very important. And I also want to share with you something that was once said to me, and it's very personal for me, and I want to share it with you. Somebody said to me one time, and I'm saying it to you, that as the days and weeks and months unfold, my prayer for you is that you will just begin to see a glimpse of the beautiful dream that was in God's heart when you were born. And I want to wish you Godspeed. I didn't even know what that meant until recently. But Godspeed simply means we wish you success on your journey and safety. That's what we pray for you, success and safety. Remember how much we love you. Remember you can always come back home. And just remember also that God is with you on the journey. God bless you. Godspeed. Congratulations. Where is everybody today? This right side's pretty good, but this left side, y'all need to get to work. I tell you, we miss seeing folks today. We're going to have a time of prayer together, and want to hear some of your blessings, some of your concerns that might be on your heart today. We'll be muting the people who are online for just a little bit, but we'll bring them back on as soon as we finish with these prayer concerns. What is on your heart today? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Will you bow with me? God, thank you for this spectacular weekend. The weather has been so beautiful, just a reminder of how beautiful your world is and how important it is that we care for it and that we are good stewards of it. God, we offer our prayers for friends and family who are in need of your healing, your forgiveness, your comfort, your strength, your encouragement. We pray for your world, always seemingly on the brink of war, for all the people of the world, for nations and leaders, that wars will cease, that the hungry will be fed, that refugees will find safety and peace. Remind us of your love for the least and the lost among us, for the vulnerable and the dependent. We pray for our missionaries serving in different places around the world, that you will prosper their work, and that the day will one day come when every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hear our prayer today, God, spoken and unspoken, For we believe that all things will work for good for those who love God and are called according to God's purposes. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.
Good morning, church family. I'm going to sing about the faith of our fathers.
Faith of our fathers. we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our fathers we will love, both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee true love knows how. Thy my kindly words and virtuous light, faith of our Father, holy faith, we will be true to thee till
today's scripture is found in the books of Isaiah and Matthew. Isaiah 43:19. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And Matthew 13:31-35. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, as someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. Jesus told the crowds all these things in parables. Without a parable, he told them nothing. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth to speak in parables. I will proclaim what has been hidden from the foundation of the world. May God grant us understanding of this, his holy word.
Will you pray with me? God, take my words and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire for love of you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Google started as a research project by two men when they were PhD students at Stanford University. They developed a search algorithm that ranked websites based on their relevance, and that eventually became the basis for Google search. And if you don't believe me, Google it. Airbnb was founded by 3 people. To rent out air mattresses in their apartment to make extra money. That evolved into a platform where people could rent out their homes or spare rooms to travelers. Instagram started as a simple photo sharing app created by 2 men. It was later acquired by Facebook, speaking of which, that was originally created by Mark Zuckerberg in his college dorm as a way for Harvard University students to connect with each other. Facebook has billions of users worldwide. Spanx. Gotta tell you, I don't know much about Spanx. But I do know that it made its creator, Sarah Blakely, one of the youngest self-made female billionaires. Tesla, founded by Elon Musk, with the goal of accelerating the world's transition to to sustainable energy, electric cars, solar energy, energy storage solutions. Jeff Bezos, at age 30, started the world's largest e-commerce and cloud computing company. And I could go on and on, but sometimes I wonder, as I wander, how it is that the vision of one person, a small idea by one person, like a Zuckerberg, can reshape the social fabric of a society. Because of Facebook, we can message friends, celebrate births and birthdays and anniversaries, and express sympathy to those who have lost loved ones, congratulate those who graduated from high school. We can do that and more because one person had a small idea, if you will, a mustard seed size of an idea that somehow blossomed into an empire. Jesus said the kingdom of God is like planting of a mustard seed, the smallest of all the seeds. I preached on this many, many years ago, and I asked my secretary to tape a mustard seed to every bulletin that we were handing out, a couple of hundred. And she said later, please don't ever do that again. They're so small, it's very hard to do. But they're so small, they're almost invisible. And yet when it's planted and it germinates, it grows to become ultimately a shrub and a tree where birds can nest and rest. And some commentators believe that reference to the birds speaks to the nature of the kingdom of God as a hospitable place where all can find comfort and shelter and rest. A mustard seed of an idea can impact the world. I think of our Lord Jesus born in a cattle stall in a country that was trapped between kingdoms, yet within years after his death, his teachings spread from Spain to India and beyond by a group of devoted followers. Today there are billions of adherents. Think of the mustard seed idea of nonviolent resistance employed by Gandhi and later Martin Luther King that sparked a sea change in our nation and world. Some mustard seed ideas, it seems, have the capacity to inspire and often bring not only incredible growth, but incredible transformation. The mustard seed is small, but it's like a hidden treasure. And I think the same is true of the yeast that the scripture speaks of. You sprinkle some yeast into the dough and knead it thoroughly and place it in the oven and boom, it doubles or triples in size, that unappetizing lump of goo has been transformed into a warm, crusty loaf, and you put some butter on it, and it's a little bit of heaven here on earth. And those are reminders that even though we might not notice the growth that's going on in our lives, very often there is still something transformational that is happening. Sometimes mustard seeds and yeast are agents of change right in plain sight, but we don't see it. We either overlook it or we dismiss it. That's easy to do with small things. We don't have time, we don't make time to look for things hidden. And the irony is that it's the small things sometimes that have within them the power to shape and to guide our world in ways that we could never predict and only partially understand. Many of us do not see God or God's work in our everyday lives. My former church, we had vacation Bible school every year for decades, and we would ask the kids if they had had any God sightings, and you wouldn't believe how good they were at identifying God sightings. In fact, they're a lot better than adults are. They were fantastic at it. God's presence with us, God's work among us, often seems hidden. And that kind of reminds me of our second lesson today from Isaiah 43, a portion of which was written when the people of Israel were in Babylonian captivity. God told them there would be a way home, and God spoke to the prophet using very bold, very vivid words, "I am about to do a new thing. It springs forth. Don't you perceive it?" Well, usually we don't. I was thinking last week about our lesson from last week about Elijah. God was not in the wind or the earthquake or the fire. Elijah hears sheer silence, and then he is in God's presence. It seems like God is often at work in the smallest and weakest of things, the mustard seed, the yeast, the silence. Yet God somehow uses these to transform. You remember those words in 1 Corinthians, God uses the foolish things to shame the wise, and the weak things to shame the strong, for the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is greater than human strength. Clearly, God is not impressed by the world's way of measurement. Oh, I like that sentence. Let me repeat it. God is not impressed by the world's way of measuring things. Now, some ideas become large and they are not of God at all. I didn't mean to suggest when I opened the sermon that Zuckerberg or Bezos or Elon Musk were doing things of God. To be of God, it seems to me, what we do needs to reflect the radical love that Jesus taught. And it needs to grow, and it needs to engender care for all of God's children in the same way that a mustard seed grows into a shrub and then a tree and provides shelter and comfort for the birds. I would imagine that the world regards Christian faith as weak and small and insignificant and powerless. Yet, I suspect that the Christian faith is being transformed all the time. Tiny seeds germinate, take root. They sprout up over here and over there and all over town, and they can't be overcome. The body of Christ, the kingdom of God, may seem to many to be ineffective. Look at our community of faith here. We're not large in number. The world would look at us and say we are statistically insignificant, I suppose. But through the miraculous workings of God, we're growing in different ways. We're sprouting. We're taking root. We're popping up all over town. Just like that mustard seed, every time we collect items for those who are autistic, or we gather food for the hungry, or prepare backpacks, or just go to Bowie Fest and tell others about our church, every time we prepare a meal, or visit the homebound, or write a note, or hold a hand, or share a hug, that which is hidden is revealed. It breaks out all over. Sign of God's relentless love and grace. I want to share a story with you. My brother, before he passed 2 years ago, was the pastor of the Bluebell Baptist Church in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. That church is a remnant of the great temple Baptist Church down in Philadelphia. And part of that church's history is the touching story of a little girl from a poor family who absolutely loved to attend Sunday school. This was a long time ago. But there were so many children, and the church was so small that most of the time she couldn't even get into Sunday school. Her name was Hattie Mae Wyatt. And she later died of an incurable disease. And the pastor of the church, Russell Conwell, was called to officiate at that service. And he discovered that Hattie Mae had been saving money to help pay for a larger church, a larger Sunday school building. And her savings amounted to 57 pennies. Now, when word of that little girl's gift spread, that 57 cents became the spark for a series of fundraising campaigns in her memory that resulted in the building of not only Temple Baptist Church, but also Temple University and Good Samaritan Hospital. And a larger Sunday school building. All because a mustard seed was planted by a little girl, a seed that was probably invisible to others insignificant, meaningless. Sometimes those seeds grow and develop into a work that is important and meaningful, and sometimes even world-changing. Today we congratulated Ryan on his graduation. I believe there's a seed, a gift in each of us and all of us. Within each of us is the seed of hope and love, peace and joy, justice and compassion, and that can develop into actions that bring about God's kingdom for all people when we are channels of love and hope, and when we serve others. Sometimes mustard seeds are in plain sight, and we just miss them. But if we're to be a part of God's work here on earth, it seems to me like we need to trust the power of the small and trust the power of the hidden and trust that God, who loves all of us so deeply, is at work in our world, that God is at work in Village Baptist Church. It may not seem like it at times, but God's work is springing forth. Something new is around the corner. Seeds are even now germinating. The best is yet to be. Do you not perceive it? Let's pray together. God, you placed before us this morning the images of the small and the tiny mustard seed, the grain of yeast. And you remind us that though we think of ourselves as small, and though we sometimes make the error of thinking of ourselves as insignificant, we're not. Lord, open our hearts and our spirits to you in thankful remembrance of the many ways
in which we can serve you throughout all of our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ go with you on your journey, wherever he may take you. May he guide you in the wilderness and protect you in the storm, and may he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into these doors. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.